Had a good week?
Excellent. Can you turn to Ephesians, please?
I went to a conference this week. It was a leaders conference, a leaders event, with 50 churches from the UK all present. These 50 churches were from all denominations. And it was quite exciting because there was over 200 leaders present there. And we had sort of two days at this conference. And one of the things that was so exciting was that each church had a real heart to see God impact their church, their area, their town, their city, their region. And there was churches there that were, there was one church in Derby that had gone from 400 people to 800 people within 3 years. There were other churches that had 2,000 people in there. This is not what you have in the newspapers. You hear in the newspapers about church numbers declining. But all of these churches that were part of this event, all of the churches were growing in one way or another. But one of the reasons why they came together is because they had a sense that God was wanting to do so much more. And there was an excitement. And there was a couple of gentlemen from overseas, from America in particular, who had some mega churches. There was two churches in particular. There was a church called Gateway and another church called Church of the Highlands. And both of these churches have thousands upon thousands of people going to their churches. And one of the things that they encouraged all the leaders to do, and I'm going to encourage you to do it tonight. And I'll read this scripture first from Ephesians 3, verse 14. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And this is the verse that I really want us to sort of think about a little bit tonight. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Now that verse, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. That got me a little bit. In this event, they were encouraging you to dream. As leaders, as people, they were encouraging you to sort of say, okay, what is God saying? What has God put in your heart concerning your leadership, your church? And I'm taking it down to, in a sense, our situation tonight. Because I believe that God has given you some of us, and to be honest, I think all of us, promises. And I believe that God's saying that some of the things that he has spoken to you over your life, I believe God's saying, I want you to look again at those promises, because I believe that God is saying to all of us that I can fulfill those promises, but even more. I can do far more than you can ask or imagine. If that's what God is saying to us, individually but also corporately, our God is amazing. Our God is great. God is wanting to do so much more. I'm glad you're here tonight, Jack, because I believe God has given you some promises years ago concerning just... it's like I believe God gave you some dreams about how he was going to use you. And I believe that some of those were about healing, bringing freedom into people's lives. And there's a few other things as well that have been very personal to you. And I just believe God's saying that he... It's over a period of time, it's like, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And I believe that God's saying, what I have promised, I'm going to fulfill. And I am so delighted that you're part of this place here, this church. Because I believe that we as a congregation, a group of people, are going to watch God fulfill his promises through you, to you. And then therefore we're going to get and reap the benefit. I believe there's so much more that we're not seeing in you at this moment in time because of the promises. Not because I believe every one of you is great. I believe that God is calling you and saying, I've promised you so much. And I want to encourage you to be who God created you to be with the giftings, the anointings. And I'm going to be there to push you forward. Because I want to see everything that God has promised in your life. And Helen, you guys have been married a couple of years. God has got a promise for you guys. I think, Helen, you too have had promises. And it's like, how on earth are they going to be realized? And God, I believe, is just reminding us of this scripture. God is able to do so much more than you can ask or imagine. I believe this stuff. I believe when God says something in his word, he means it. Just close your eyes, all of you. Just every one of you, close your eyes at the moment. Because I want you to have a little bit of a dream now. What can you see God do in your life? Can you see him coming and pouring himself into you so that that then can reach out into other people's lives, seeing people transformed by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Can you see people saved? Can you see people coming into a place of freedom? People who have been in difficulty, trying times. Can you see loved ones saved? And not only saved, but coming into a place where they begin to serve God. Can you see the hand of God upon you so that you reflect who he is, his glory? Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he says that he wants you to reflect his glory, his life. He's wanting to breathe upon you tonight. He's wanting to breathe upon you, each one of you. In Genesis chapter 1, it talks about the Spirit hovering. And then God spoke. And things came into being. Can you see what God is wanting to do. He wants to breathe life over some of these promises, some of these dreams. Each one of you, God, I believe, has given promises yet to be fulfilled. And I just really believe that it's like you need to, in a sense, lift them up before God. And I believe it's like God is just going to breathe over them. In the passage in Ezekiel 36, it talks about the bones coming. The bones. Where he says, speak to the bones. And the breath of God came in. And that breath of God brought life. The breath of God breathing life. For some of you, it's been many years and there's been an expectation, and I believe there's therefore been sometimes disappointment because it's not happened in the way that you expected things to happen. And I believe it's like God wants to take things off the shelf because they've gathered a little bit of dust, and I believe that's why he's blowing upon that tonight. Because he wants to take and encourage us to take him at his word. Some of you have promises over your children. God's saying, hold on to those promises. Hold on to the promises of your children. Those people, sometimes even in your employment, you have children that you've been working with. And God has spoken to you about certain of those children, and that God's saying, I believe tonight that those promises will be filled, but far more than you can ask or imagine. Liz, you've prayed over your children, each one of them. I know that even before they were born, you were starting to pray over your three amazing daughters. And God's saying that he's going to do far more than you can ask or imagine in their lives. And you've thought pretty big about each one of them. But God, I believe, saying tonight over this scripture, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. I believe God is going to continue to speak to you about your children as you pray for your children. But God is able to do far more than you can ask or imagine. Remember that as each one grows up, each one of them faces the challenges of growing up. God is going to be so faithful in keeping his promises. In Welsh Revival, in 1904, the revivalist said, give me 100,000 souls. That was his dream. That was his dream. Give me 100,000 souls. I'm not saying that that's what God's going to give to Kingdom Faith. But what I am getting, and I believe that God is challenging me personally, and therefore I'm going to send a challenge to you. Can we begin to believe God for 100,000 souls for London? Not only going to our church here, but to other churches in the city of London. There's 8 million people in this city and the surrounding area. There's some fantastic churches in this nation, in this city. And I just really believe that God is putting a challenge on my own heart. Because he's talking about kingdom faith being part of a gate into the city. And so therefore we have a part to play. Kingdom Faith London has a part to play in seeing a transformation in this city. And in Nehemiah, when they were working with the gates, one of the things that God was saying was that you have to work on the gate, but then the walls around the gate have to be worked through. And therefore, there is going to be a working together with other churches in this city. But there is a part of the responsibility God, I believe, is giving to us. But you see, one of the things that I believe was challenged to us at this conference was you need to begin to dream. If you don't have a dream, you don't have a goal, then you can miss the target. And sometimes what God wants us to do is to have a dream and then allow God to bring a strategy and a plan in order to fulfill that dream. And I believe God is just wanting to awaken dreams today. To breathe his life, his breath. That ruach. That wind blowing afresh into each and one of our lives, fulfilling what he is asking and calling us to do. The ruach of God. The wind of God. He's wanting to fulfill his promises. And so God's stirring me to believe that together, 100,000 people to come into the kingdom of God. One man believed for 100,000. I believe there's other churches in this area, in London. But you see, if you don't have a focus, if you don't have something to dream about, if you don't have something to hold on to that God is giving, then we're going to be walking aimlessly around a circle and a circle and a circle, not aiming and not going for anything. Now please, I'm not saying that Kingdom Faith London is going to see all that 100,000 people plus saved, but I'm saying that we've got a part to play. Along with all the other churches who are Bible-believing, faithful people. Full of faith and truth. Full of the Word and the Holy Spirit. But one of the things that God wants us to do as well is to have such a family in this place where, you know, in the gospel it says that love compelled people into the kingdom of God. It was through the love that we have for one another that people will then know that you truly are my disciple. And so you can have the big dreams and vision, but we have to then work it out with one another. And that's why for us, me and Helena at this moment in time, we're saying, who's our family? We want to be working with you as family. Because as family, we want to see what God is wanting to do so that when we do have a little bit, maybe, you know, a little disagreement, but family stick together. Family work through things. Why? Because we have a purpose together to fulfill what God is calling us to do. This is why it's so exciting to be part of the church in London, with our part to play within that. And God is saying that we have a significant part, because I believe God's saying, I've given you a gate. Now I've got to, you know, obviously we've got to continue to pray, all of us. Because all of us, I believe, God wants to say certain things to you that is part of the bigger picture. That's why we want to hear from you. That's why we want to say, okay, guys, if you're hearing something from God, let us know. Because you may have a part of the jigsaw that we need to make that picture. You know, when you're doing a jigsaw of something that you can't see quite that shape yet, when you look at it, and it's only when you put the final few pieces in that you actually say, oh, so that's what it looks like. And so that's why we want you to be part of this journey. The family are going in the same direction together, and therefore we need you, your bits and pieces, we need what you're hearing from God, so that it comes together, so that we can actually see what God is saying to us. Because Jack, you've got a prophetic gift that needs to start to come flow again. That discernment, that words of knowledge and wisdom. That's why I believe in you. I believe in who God created you. I'm sorry I'm making a beeline for you tonight. It's the first time I've seen you for weeks. And so I'm making the most of it. But no, I believe in the anointing on your life. I really do. I believe that there's gifts in there that have been dormant for too long. And God is blowing over your life. But that's not just Him, that's all of us. I think there's one or two of us that possibly have seen God move in our lives in the past, but then we've actually not been hurt, but there's things that haven't happened in the way that we expected them to happen, and therefore we've partly closed that door. And God's sort of saying, no, I want every door of your life opened so that I can blow my Holy Spirit into every area. So life flows in every area of your life. I don't want any door closed. I don't want any part of your life saying, no access. We've got to give God full rights tonight. Full rights of entry into our life. And sort of, you know, there's times when you go into one of these old homes, don't you? And, you know, when you go to, you know, a National Trust place and you go down to the ground floor and then suddenly you want to go up the stairs, but there's this red rope saying no entry. I think sometimes as Christians, we put a no entry sign because we're a little bit of sometimes concerned that if we give God too much, it's what is He going to ask of me? You know, we've been there, haven't we? But what God's saying, I believe tonight, is that I want full entry into your life. I want to blow my Holy Spirit. The breath of God wants to blow into every single area of your life. Why? Because He has something significant for each and every one of us, but it's only going to be achieved by allowing God to do what He wants in us and through us, individually but also corporately. In this conference, it was all about dreams. Think big. There was a situation where he said to this particular person from Church of the Highlands, he started to say, okay, I'm going to throw out something that was unbelievable. That nothing could... God, you can't possibly do that. And that was to work, to fly in an Air Force jet. And he said this publicly because he said, God, you can never do this. You can never fulfill this dream. And so he just sort of said, I want to fly in an Air Force plane. And I don't know if you know, basically in the American military, that was just an impossible act. There was a general that was at the meeting at the time. He went to the Pentagon. And through a series of 2-3 months of getting permissions, checks, and double checks, he came on, I can't remember exactly what day it was. I don't think it was his birthday, but it was something. And he just came and said, I've got a surprise for you. And he had a journey. And actually, at this conference, they showed him in this jet, in the, you know, the second. And he was given the little jet, he was given it to fly as well. But it was like, a dream was fulfilled because it was like he had a bucket list, and that was part of his bucket list. You all know what a bucket list is. There was a film, wasn't there, called The Bucket List. Now, I'm not saying that we all have to have a bucket list. However, I do believe that God wants for us, some of us who are family, you guys, your family, God wants you to dream about your family. God wants you to think, okay, what is it that he wants to give you? And I'm not saying it's a bucket list, but I believe God wants us to start dreaming about your life together, how it can be amazing, how you guys can have an amazing marriage, and what he wants to do through you guys is a married couple. Down the road, whatever happens with you two. Lord, you've got somebody lined up for them. But he had, this pastor just sort of said, I'm going to dream something that is impossible, but the impossible happened. There's nothing too big for our God. For you, there's nothing too big. There's nothing too big for your God. 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 He can do far much more than you can ask or imagine. I hope you're getting the message tonight. He wants you to start to dream about your own personal lives too. And some of you think you might be retired or retiring. But you see, I don't believe there is any retirement in the kingdom of God. And, you know, even if you think you're retiring, I believe that God's saying, no, I've got a purpose for you. Start to think and start to dream of what God is wanting to do in and through your life. It may be that you're just that person who just connects people to one another, to other people. You might be somebody who just speaks the gospel message to them. But God has a plan and purpose for every single one of you. I believe that most of us are, I believe all of us are believers in this room tonight. I want us to get to a point where we are talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ, because there are people in this room that don't know Jesus. That's where I want to get to. So that in these times together, yes, we're talking about the gospel, but there's also something for us too. It's not that there's, you know, it's just pure gospel, 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 gospel. I believe that God in his genius can give everything to every single one of us, whether we've been Christians for 40, 50 years
or somebody who is newly saved. I believe God's genius can give something to every single one of us. But I want you to dream. I want us to dream about the children. What we can do with our children here. We've got 4 or 5 at this moment in time, but I want us to start to dream. Okay, God, we want to make sure that the children that who are part of our family are taught, who are filled with the Holy Spirit, or know the Lord Jesus Christ first and foremost, but they too can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Children can begin to pray for one another. They can get pictures. They can get words of knowledge. They can get those things. At Faith Camp, some of the times, you know, we talked about Faith Camp and we want as many as you possible to be there. And we will try and help anybody who would find it difficult to get there at that camp in July. In those camps, we have children. We have children's meetings. And we have 5, 6, 7-year-olds going around campsite and saying, God has told me that you need healing. And they start to pray for healing. These are children. They get things from God, and it's like they call it a treasure hunt, don't they? Obviously, Beth will do this all the time, but they call it a treasure hunt. But children are doing this. And so, therefore, I want us to start to dream. And that's why I want people to hear God, because I want 2, 3, 4 people who have it in the heart to be teaching our children. And so, because we want people and children to be taught, we need 3 or 4 or 5 people who are going to be willing to be put onto a rota so that 2 people at a time can be teaching our children while the meeting's going on. Down the road, we will be wanting people who have a heart to pray, because down the road, we will be needing people to be praying right through the meeting, because we want people to be interceding and standing in the gap for the people coming into this meeting, because I really want to see the presence of God. I want to see the miracles. I want to see all that God wants us to see, because he's a great and mighty God. And because he wants us to display his glory. And because he wants us to display his glory, Helena was speaking about that tonight, last week, how we are to be out in the world. We are to display his glory. What is that? It's his life. And we can talk about that, and we'll go on talking about that over the coming weeks. Because God wants us to reflect who he is, so to have that love. But to understand that if somebody's got a headache, that we can actually pray for them. Because God wants to give us all of these things. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. You see, it's not us that's doing it. It's the power of God that's working through us. It's the power of God that he wants to instill, put in, place, however you want to call it. Hand on, anoint. The power of God at work so that you can be the person God wants you to be. But he wants you to aim sometimes a little bit bigger than we are. I got, again, in this conference, what happened is that we were in the rooms like this, and we had pieces of paper on the wall around us. And as church teams, we started to have to put our vision of what our dream was in words and sometimes in pictures. And when I saw a video of this Welsh revival, and this guy sort of said, I'm praying for 100,000 souls. And he said that it was like God gave him a check. 100,000 souls. That's how he saw it. He saw a picture of God handing him a check.
And, you know, though he is asking 100,000 souls, and some of us in that room were only asking for 400, 500, 600 souls for 3-4 years. And it's just like, Lord, how small is my thinking? How small is my thinking? And it was a challenge to me. See, I genuinely believe that this room is a fantastic facility at this moment in time. But over a short period of time, this is going to be too small. That's my thinking. I hope it's your thinking too. Why? Because people and numbers reflect people. And I want to see lives radically changed by the power of Jesus Christ. I do. I know that's what he's going to have to do. But I want every one of us to say, count me in. I want to be part of what you want to do here, Lord. Whatever it's going to look like, I want to be part of that. Because it's so exciting to be saying, yes, Lord. Allowing him to do what he wants. Can we all stand, please?